Hey everyone, welcome back to another deep dive here at the Deep Dive. You guys sent us a ton of comments from all over the internet about something that seems to be on a lot of people's minds. Why does it seem like people who, exhibit narcissistic tendencies are just constantly angry?
Yeah, that's a huge question, and we are ready to tackle it today. We're going to really dig deep into these online discussions.
Yeah.
The goal here is to understand what people are observing and trying to figure out what's at the root of it all, without getting too lost in the weeds, obviously. We'll be looking at people's actual lived experiences, so it's not clinical or anything, but still offers a lot of insights, I think.
Absolutely. So right off the bat, one of the biggest things that jumped out from your submissions was this. How often people see this just constant anger in people they describe as narcissistic. Like, what's with that?
Right. And a lot of people seem to be drawing a distinction between, like, normal anger that everyone feels sometimes and, like, an ongoing fury or rage that they associate with narcissism. Mm. And some of the quotes you guys send in really highlight this.
Yeah. Someone literally said, for narcs, it's anger.
And then in response to that, someone else added, normal people feel anger. Narcs feel fury. They live in a constant state of it. So clearly people are seeing a very real difference there.
No kidding. And the question then becomes, right, where does all that anger and rage come from? One idea that kept popping up in the discussions was this fear, this idea that maybe it's rooted in a fear of looking inward.
Yeah, like they're afraid of their own thoughts.
Exactly. And one comment even asked flat out, are they scared of being with their thoughts? And the response was so quick. Yes, 110%. The scariest thing is to face their demons inside and what a, quote, piece of shit, end quote, they are. Harsh, but a lot of people seem to agree with that sentiment.
And you know what's fascinating is that many of the commenters connected that deep-seated feeling of inadequacy with the outward anger.
Yeah, like they can't accept it, so they lash out.
Precisely. It's like it's so unbearable that they can't accept it, so they just keep projecting it outward.
Yeah.
Which, it's this classic defense mechanism where you take all those unacceptable feelings you have about yourself and you put them on someone else. Then you feel threatened and justified in getting angry.
Right. One person said, I think it's because they hate themselves so much, but won't accept it. So they're basically on fire 24/7.
And another one chimed in. They hate themselves and they direct it outward at anyone and everyone in their path. Kind of a bleak picture, right?
Yeah, it is. And it's interesting because some folks are seeing this anger as much more calculated. Like it's not just them blowing up. It's almost strategic.
Right. Like a tool.
Yeah.
Where to get what they want.
Exactly. Someone said, anger is a way to scare people and wrangle them into getting what you want.
Yeah.
Which, is pretty different from just feeling angry in the moment.
Yeah, it almost sounds more like manipulation than anything else.
Totally. Like they're using it to get a reaction out of people.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And that whole need for control plays a huge role, too. Like this idea that they need to control everyone and everything all the time to feel secure.
Yeah.
And when that control is challenged, even in like the smallest ways.
Boom. Anger.
Exactly. Like one commenter brought up being late for a bus. And it's not even about the bus being late. It's about not being able to control the situation.
Right. Right. I get that. And then you have the whole idea of emotional processing or lack thereof. A lot of you are talking about unresolved trauma and the possibility that some of these folks just never learned how to deal with their emotions in a healthy way.
Yeah. Like they're just stuck in this place of misery and end up wanting everyone else to feel that way too. Or maybe anger is the only emotion they know how to really process.
Which actually someone compared to, get this, a sneeze.
A sneeze. Interesting.
I know, right? But it makes sense. Like it's this sudden release that provides a little bit of relief, even though, it might be kind of gross for everyone else around.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I see what they mean. But it also suggests that all that tension just keeps building up inside until they have to let it out somehow. And anger might just be their go-to method.
Makes you wonder, what would happen if they had other outlets for those emotions, right?
Exactly. Okay, we also need to talk about the victim complex. A ton of the comments mentioned this.
Oh, yeah, the whole it's never their fault thing.
Right. The inability to take any responsibility for mistakes, which ultimately means they're constantly frustrated because they feel like they're not getting their way.
Right. Because if it's always someone else's fault, then they're always the victim and never have to actually like look at themselves.
Precisely.
Yeah.
And then we've got this whole idea of maintaining a false reality, keeping up appearances, which can be exhausting, I imagine, and lead to even more tension and anger.
Someone gave the example of someone who pretends to be generous, successful, and rich, but is actually drowning in debt. Talk about pressure.
Oh, I bet. The fear of being exposed, all the effort it takes to maintain that facade.
Mm-hmm.
It's no wonder they'd be on edge all the time.
Okay, we also saw a few comments about narcissistic rage.
Ah, yes, the infamous narcissistic rage. It's basically this really intense, explosive anger that can be triggered by even the smallest perceived slight. And it can actually be pretty terrifying.
Because it feels so out of proportion to whatever happened, right?
Exactly. It's like a complete overreaction.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be so intense that it can actually traumatize the people around them, leading to what some call trauma bonds.
Wow. So it's not just about the person with narcissistic tendencies. It can actually have a lasting impact on the people in their lives, too.
Absolutely. And then there's the comparison to toddler behavior that came up a few times.
Oh, yeah. Like the temper tantrum comparison.
Exactly. This idea that they fly off the handle so easily when they don't get what they want is seen by some as a sign of, well, arrested emotional development. Like they're stuck in this toddler tier of emotional maturity.
Hmm. Interesting. Okay. And then, of course, we have the whole concept of supply.
Ah, yes. The all-important narcissistic supply.
Oh.
Which basically means they need constant attention and admiration from others.
Right. And the comments were saying that any kind of reaction, especially a strong emotional one, feeds that need.
Yeah. Which might explain why they seem to provoke people.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't really matter if the reaction is positive or negative, as long as they're getting that attention and feeding their ego.
So basically, they need that constant validation to prop up their fragile sense of self.
Exactly. So to sum up, what we're seeing in all these comments is a complex picture of anger that could be rooted in deep insecurity and self-hatred. It could be a learned behavior, a way to control others, or even a sign of unprocessed trauma.
And on top of that, we have this element of needing to maintain a false image and this constant craving for attention, which all combines to create this, like, volatile cocktail of emotions.
Exactly. And remember, all of this is based on people's personal observations and experiences, so it's not clinical or anything like that.
Right. But it definitely gives us a lot to think about.
For sure. And as always, we want to leave you with something to ponder. Which of these possible explanations resonated most with you? And how can we use this knowledge to better understand the people in our lives and the choices they make?
Thanks for joining us for another deep dive. We'll see you next time.